love and marriage, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, try, try and you will only come to this conclusion, love and marriage.
Now, for your Christmas viewing pleasure, Channel 2 presents...
Anything But It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh, great.
Right after, It's a Wonderful Life.
Dad, it's Christmas Eve. Shouldn't you be out shooing the homeless or something?
Quite the noble gesture, son, but Christmas Eve is a time that you should spend with your loved ones. I'd say that's enough time. Go away, I'm trying to watch TV.
Dad, every year you and Mom sit here on the couch and end up fighting over what to watch. Now, why don't you take her on down to Almost Steak and treat her to the all-you-can-keep down Christmas special?
Then where would we go for our anniversary?
It's Christmas. There's nothing on.
Of course there is. I got 40 channels here. The spirit of Christmas has got to be on one of them.
And now live, the great ladies of the Squared Circle present Christmas Oil Wrestling.
See that?
Ooh, look at those chestnuts.
It won't budge, Kel. What are we gonna do?
Well, you're the one who wanted to get him a big old jukebox for Christmas.
Hey, if a really cool watch had fallen off the truck, I would have gotten him that instead. Just hope they like it.
Well, they should. It's got all those geezer records on it. It's even got one from way back when Cher used to sing with her son.
Well, you can't leave it in this freezing garage all night.
Well, we can take it upstairs and hide it in one of our rooms.
Oh, no problem. Just let me eat me spinach first.
We'll do it together. We'll just take it up behind Dad. Look, he's watching oil wrestling. He seems to be pretty focused.
She's down! Her breasts are touching! Her breasts are touching!
It's kind of nice to see Dad getting in the Christmas spirit. Come on, let's do it.
Okay.
Al, guess what I've got?
You got a Christmas present for me?
No. But I could go back out again. Do you have any money?
Well, I was saving up for a bullet.
That can be from me. Is this wrestling?
No, Peg, it's C-SPAN. That's Sandra Day O'Connor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg settling their differences. Of course it's wrestling.
But you know, I don't
Peg,
really...
Peg, hold it. I know what you're going to do. In a little while, you're going to say, is this all that's on? And then you're going to make me change it because you know I like it.
Al, that's just not true. Is this all that's on?
Yes, Peg, it's Christmas Eve, it's all that's on, and I like it.
Well, change it.
Fine.
Oh, look, It's a Wonderful Life.
Hey, I hate this movie.
How can you hate It's a Wonderful Life?
Because it's a horrible life. You know the reason they never made a sequel? Because when the guy came back, he killed himself.
And this time he took that angel with him. This must be written by a woman. This stinks. It bites. It blows.
But if you want to watch it...
Oh, never mind. Just turn it.
Good. See, I told you there's nothing. I'm going back to wrestling.
Honey, how come you never wrestle with me?
Because either I end up on top of you or you end up on top of me, and either way, I lose.
As your head, and I'll be back out the door with this thing. Your stocking's gonna be as empty as your bed, young man.
Damn carolers.
You know, I have just one thing to say about oil wrestling.
What?
Do we have to watch this?
What is it? You look over, you see a smile on my face, you say, I can't have this.
Oh, Al, I just thought it would be nice if we could enjoy something together.
We tried that on our honeymoon, Peg. Remember how we cried?
Just change the channel. Oh, now there you go. You're going too fast. Come on, Al. What was that? What was that? What was that?
A Bewitched with Dick York, not Dick Sargent as Darren. A Gilligan where the gorilla came to the island. A Full House Family Christmas Story where they were snowed in at the airport. And a study of the mating habits of the Amazonian catfish with Philippe, not Jacques Cousteau.
You can see all that, and yet you can't see the rim around the toilet.
I see what I want to see, Peg.
It's me!
And I don't want to see that. Marcy, are you having a Christmas party this year?
Nope, sorry. By the way, can I borrow some ice?
Sure, help yourself.
You know, it's a damn shame you're not having that Christmas party. I had a good time with that last one. Remember I got 95 cocktail weenies in my mouth?
Yeah, that was real funny, Al.
You know, I would have got 96 in there if I didn't have to sneeze. Hey, you remember the look on your boss's face?
I wish you were having a party. I really enjoyed it. It's a shame, too, because I got a whole new batch of dwarf jokes this year.
That makes me all the sadder that we're not. Can I take this chair?
Sure, go ahead.
Say, what are you guys doing for Christmas?
Well, you know, I like to spend my time with the less fortunate, so I'll be staying home with Al.
What about you guys?
Oh, nothing. We'll just be at home having a quiet evening.
Hey, Marcy, great blowout!
Damn shame about that party.
Give me the remote.
Ah, here we go. Now I know what you're going to do. You're going to go real slow and aggravate me. Please don't do this, Peg.
I'll go fast, I promise.
This is PBS, and if you want more bad English television that your friends will insist is better than bad American television, please send your pledges in either cash check or canned food to...
Pookie.
What, Al?
Just out of curiosity, why are we watching this?
Well, you know, I...
Turn it!
Fine. There. I love Lucy.
Well, I hate Lucy. The real star was Fred. They should have killed off Ethel and Lucy and that illegal alien. They should have made Fred a single guy and called it Mertz's World. But if you want to watch it...
All right, Ken, now look. This is what we're going to do. You're going to tie this rope around the jukebox. I'm going to go upstairs. And when you're ready, I'll pull it up.
Okay. We wouldn't be having this problem if we had just used a seesaw.
And I wouldn't be having this problem if Dad had used a condom. I just tied it.
Michael Bolton's Screaming Silent Night? What's this next number going to be? Hark the Hairy Angel Sings?
You know, you don't like anything.
Starting with you!
Merry Christmas.
Who's that?
I don't know. Damn, I wish the Darcys were having a Christmas party this year.
Hey, Al.
Look, do you mind if we just borrow the rest of these chairs?
Oh, sure, buddy. No Christmas party this year, huh?
Afraid not. Say, can we take the table?
Sure.
Any beer?
Gonna have sex with the wife tonight, huh? Well, you'll need a couple of six-packs then. You want a bag?
No, I'll just carry it.
No, I meant a bag for your wife.
No, thanks.
So what are you gonna do? You're just gonna stay home?
Yeah, just me and the little lady and your chairs and table and stuff. See ya!
You know, Peg, if I didn't know any better, I'd swear they were having a party.
All right, Kel, did you tie the rope around the jukebox?
Yep.
Okay, now toss it to me.
The jukebox?
The rope, you lug nut.
Gotcha. Ready?
Okay. Now, pull on it. Make sure it's tight.
Oh, all right.
Why did you pull on the rope that way?
Because I wanted to make sure that it was tight on your end, too.
Upstairs.
But...
Get upstairs!
Okay.
Who's that riding in the sleigh? Who's that firing along the way? Who's that in a box on Christmas Day?
Episode of Psycho Dad.
Oh, not again.
Peg, it's a classic. This is the one where you get to know how he got the 8 reindeer heads on the walls of his cabin.
Merry Christmas.
What was that?
I don't know.
Al, I am not watching Psycho Dad.
Peg!
I'm turning it.
Well, then I'm going to the bathroom. And I really hate this commercial. You know, Pig, I could swear I heard noises coming from the Darcys. I think they got a party going on.
Don't be silly, Al. You know, if they had a party, they surely would have invited you.
Well, that's true. Say, Pig... Did you have that hat on before I went to the bathroom?
Why, yes. Yes, I did. You know, Al Bundy, you never look at me.
Ah, yes, I do. Yeah, I remember it now. Switch the channel, will you?
Ooh, the Christian Shopping Network.
Have your next supper on our Last Supper plates. Service for 13, only $49.95.
Okay, I'm ready. Hey, what are you doing?
I'm gonna retie your nut. Now don't lift it until I say so.
Don't what?
Lift it.
Kelly, let me down, you moron! Let me down!
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Are you down?
Yes. And so are you.
Wait, don't pull the button. I tied it to the...
Dresser.
And now, the Black Entertainment Channel presents It's a Malcolm Xmas.
I can't stand it anymore. Give me the remote.
Al, you're going too fast again. Oh, this just isn't working. I go too slow, you go too fast. Gee, what does that remind you of? Let's just try this together, shall we? Oh, now you're taking up more than half the remote.
You're taking up more than half the couch.
For those of you who missed the first 53 airings, NBC is proud to present Cheers, the final episode.
What does Cheers have to do with Christmas?
What does NBC have to do with television? Change it. No, not Sally Struthers feeds the Third World Channel. Sally, open your purse up. I'm sure there's enough ding-dongs and ho-hos in there to start a new 7-Eleven. That's all these starving kids need. Someone like Sally standing there saying, are you going to finish that? Change it.
Oh, this is the TV movie version of It's a Wonderful Life. It's from a female perspective, starring Suzanne Pleshette.
Who plays the female?
Merry Christmas! Okay, Al. Guess who's under the mistletoe?
Peg? Now I know you're having a party over there.
I am too. Do you have any contraceptives?
I got a magazine with Whoopi Goldberg on the cover.
That'll do. And to all a good night.
I am almost positive that they're having a party over there.
Now on Home Shopping Channel, we're offering this gold-plated necklace. We've been offering it at $49, but for the next 10 minutes, you can buy it for 49 cents.
Look what they put on TV. Look how hideous this stuff is. Do they actually think that women will go for this?
Yes, I'd like three, please. Yes. Oh, yes. I would love a Brazilian Christmas tree emerald ring.
How dare you try to sell this crap to women who might actually wear it? Hey, guys, you guys still got that pocket fisherman?
Happy birthday.
Who was that?
Kelly.
A&E, the Arts and Entertainment Channel, presents It's a Hitler Christmas.
It's an entertainment channel. I thought we had that blocked.
There's just a few stations left. Let's keep going.
Now available on CD, cassette, and yes, 8-track. It's a country Christmas. Hear such hits as Let's Put the Lights on the Trailer.
Let's put the lights on the trailer.
Is that Rudolph's nose or Daddy's?
Is that Rudolph's nose or Daddy's?
Grandma's frozen on the porch swing.
Grandma's frozen on the porch swing.
See, I told you it'd be easier if we both did the pulling.
Oh, great, Kel. Who's gonna be upstairs to lift it through the window since we're both down here?
Right. Hey, I'll go do it.
I was watching that.
That's it. That's it. I've had it, Peck. Every year we sit here, every year it's the same thing.
TV at Christmas time reeks. I wish they should just shut it off. I wish there wasn't any such thing as TV. Oh my God, Peg, the power's off. What are we gonna do, Peg? There's no TV.
Well, we could cuddle.
Be serious, Peg. There's no TV. No, I'm sorry. I said that about the TV. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, what are we going to watch, Al?
Well, I don't know. There's nothing on. Everything stinks. They ought to just shut it off.
Mom, Dad, we have something to tell you.
Yeah. Really sorry, but this is the only thing left.
Hey, no. You kids bought us a record?
Well, yeah,
yeah,
we
got
that's
you
all
we got for you.
Wow, Nat King Cole sings the Christmas song. It's been so long since I heard Nat without Natalie.
I'm gonna put it on.
So, did you get us anything?
Why, yes, honey, we did. There you go. And Bud?
Yeah, Ma?
Merry Christmas! Oh, kids.
It really is a wonderful life.
Chestnuts roasting too.